Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. I am the floor supervisor. Hi, can
so
I have your
I need
zip
a refund
codes?
For my $85 for something I was not charged for.
Let's start all
the
over.
Gentleman prior
can
to
I
me
have your
could not
first
do
and last
that.
name, please?
Hello, Jennifer Murray.
Thank you, Ms. Murray. Can I have your zip code, please?
61115.
Thank you, Ms. Murray. And can you verify your shipping address?
204 Golden Eagle Bend, McChesney Park, Illinois.
Thank you so much for that. And I've located your account. It shows that you've already canceled it out with the last agent you were speaking with.
Well, it was supposed to have been canceled far before now, so that's why I need my $85 back for this last shipment. You can have your pills back, you can have whatever back, but I want my money. And I'm not taking no for an answer. I don't care about your policies. I don't care about whatever. It's a crock. Give me my money back. We can all just have a better day if you refund me my $85.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I apologize. It was a 14-day trial period, and we won't be fully refunding those charges back. What I can do as a courtesy today is go ahead and give you a 35% refund on the last charge.
So what is that?
35% of the last two charges, ma'am?
Yeah.
One moment, and I'll come up with these
And
real
I'm not even
numbers.
okay with that. I want my entire amount back as a
Okay, yes, ma'am.
courtesy.
As I was
Because this is a
explaining
crock.
that we...
This is a scam, and I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am, not to inconvenience you or frustrate you. I was trying to explain to you that it was a 14-day trial period. The last agent explained that we have actually a no refund policy at all. So this is as a courtesy to you for us to even give a refund.
Well, here's the thing. At the 14-day trial, I never agreed for anything to be shipped to me after that or to be charged. I specifically read through and made sure that that was not the case, and I unsubscribed. So now when I, to my surprise, receive another bottle, and then even more to my surprise, learn that I've been charged $85 for something I don't want. Do you have $85 to piss away? No, nobody does. So give me my entire $85 back as a courtesy. Otherwise, I'm going above you again. This is a scam, and it's crap. So give me my entire $85 back.
Yes, ma'am. As I was explaining, we won't be fully refunding those charges. As a courtesy today, I will go ahead and give you a 50% refund, but you can't be billed or
okay,
shipped
well, why don't
anything
you
else
step
from
it up
this
to a
company.
100% refund? Okay,
Yes, ma'am.
because that's the only thing I'm okay with. I don't have $85 to drop on this crap that is just crap. Are you serious? Would you want to waste your own hard-earned money? You're making money today on answering this phone call that I'm sure is pretty annoying to you. Would you want to piss that away on something? I mean, are you for real? $85. You know what I could do with $85? Do you know how many other more important bills could have been paid with that? I want my entire money back. You can have your product back. I haven't even taken it out of the package. I will ship it back to you. Give it to some other sucker. But I want my money back. Are we there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here, and I apologize. As I was explaining, as a courtesy today, I can go ahead and give you a 50% refund. If you wouldn't like that refund, ma'am, that'll be fine. This account is canceled out. If there's nothing else, then thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a great day.
No, there is something else. The thing is, How can you give me 50%, but you can't refund me entirely? So you're going to charge me $40 to send me something I don't want.
Yes, ma'am. It was a 14-day trial period. You had to call in and cancel. So if you didn't like it, if you didn't want to continue for any reason that you had, that's when you call in and cancel in the 14 days. You've had two different shipments come out. It shows that you emailed in, and we explained once you emailed in for you to call into the company and cancel it out.
That was after I got the second one that I was not supposed to even get.
Yes, ma'am. That's why you had to call in and cancel.
I did.
No, you emailed in to cancel.
I didn't accept anything after the trial. So I'm very confused. And now you want to take $40 of my money. I mean, I understand that you're just doing your job, and I get that. But, like, for real, if this was you were on this end, I mean, wouldn't you feel like, wow, that's really crummy? I mean, this is just ridiculous. It's absurd. I really don't understand how you're going to charge me for something when I did not agree to that. I never did. So, and 85, I wouldn't even care if it was the $4.99 or the $5.99. When we're talking $85? For real? Okay, well, you're not even listening to me at this point. So you may go ahead and credit me my 50%, and I will be assured to contact the Better Business Bureau regarding this, and I will also take it farther to my local and state people that would be willing to help, because this is just bogus. You and I both know this. I'm sorry that you work for such a shady company. I hope they pay you decent to listen to people complain and yell at you all day.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm so sorry. That's why I didn't interrupt you, because you were talking. It's not that I'm not listening to you. It's you're talking, and so I don't want to interrupt you. I'm not here to inconvenience you or frustrate you at all. What I'm going to do for you today, ma'am, is I'm going to go ahead and cancel this account out and give you a 75% refund. You won't be billed or shipped anything else from the company, Ms. Murray.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome. Not a problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.